And welcome to the Worldwide Golf Shops Insider Podcast, episode 376. Hello, everyone. Tom Brussell here. Thanks so much for joining us. If this is your rookie voyage or you're a frequent flyer here on the Starship Insider, it doesn't matter. We are just so glad that you're with us today. Our guest today joins us from the Northeast. He is the director of footwear at FootJoy, Mr. Patrick Cherubiano. Patrick, thanks so much, man. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
This is your rookie voyage with us. Hey, give us a little background. Tell us about what you've done in the past and what your role is at FootJoy.
Yeah. I'm newish to the footwear family, but still about a little over 2 years. I'm currently the director of footwear. So I oversee the product creation, that's design, development, and basically calling out the opportunities that FootJoy needs to go down to ensure we remain the number one in golf. But, prior to FootJoy, I was with an athletic brand, for 16 years in a bunch of different roles, whether it's merchandising, product management, operations, and, you know, I had a global background there. So, it certainly helped, but I'm psyched to be with the brand now.
Well, when you're with number one, it's always fun, and there's always pressure to stay number one, and you guys have done it for a long, long time. Patrick, a while back I read golf footwear is a piece of equipment. It's just like anything else. You're wearing it, you're playing, just like your clubs. I read a survey a while back, I don't want to say how many years ago it was, but it's like the last piece of equipment that golfers are ready to upgrade. I wonder why that is. Do you have any idea?
No, I mean, you're definitely right. You nailed it. If footwear is equipment, and that's, I mean, as the leaders in golf, as you mentioned, that is what we're trying to do, is just educate the golfer as much as possible on how big of a deal your footwear is. It's honestly the same as clubs, balls. I mean, you know, our tour players, which we work with, you know, all the time, you know, they're very intact with what's going on with their feet, their footwear. And the types of shoes they're wearing is massively important. You know, it can you know, determine a shot or two, you know, depending on the feel and the preference that they have. So we're all about, you know, just educating the golfer, making sure they understand what's going into each footwear, and fit plays a role in that too. And we're fortunate in the sense of we offer a ton of different widths, sizes, and, you know, our goal is to just make sure that we're making the best footwear for every golfer. But you're right, it is equipment. You know, the tour players, I think, would be a little bit different in saying that that's the last thing they think of. I think they get really excited about what's coming down the line when we connect with them and what's coming up. We were just at the Players Championship recently and met with a bunch of tour players. And when they walk in the room and see stuff that's not coming out until 2024, it's kind of like a kid in a candy store. So, it's an interesting way to look at it, but that's how we position it. It's definitely equipment.
Well, for the consumer, one could argue that, you know, golf has certainly gotten more and more expensive. You know, the price of a driver, the price of a dozen balls, all that has gone up over, say, the past 10 or 15 years. Footwear's held pretty constant. So what a great time to do something for yourself, like you said, for your feet, for your well-being, because tour players are on their feet 5 to 6 hours a day. That's just on the course. That's not counting the practicing before and afterwards. But footwear's pretty much held its price point, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like anything, it's you know, there's certain areas, there's certain models that have gone up. But that's the nature of the economy. And you know, we try to be as competitive as possible. Our focus is golf. So, you know, unlike a lot of our competition or the majority of our competition who, you know, do have footwear and other sports, where they'll take technology, say from basketball or soccer, and put them into a golf shoe, which I get it, makes sense for them. Our focus and innovation and technology is golf. So everything we do is built for the golfer. And that's important to us. So yeah, we're definitely, on the premium side, but that's because we put a lot into our shoes, and the innovative part of how we build golf is unlike anyone. No one can do what FootJoy does into a golf shoe. And that's just, you know, years, 100 year anniversary this year, 100 years of building shoes certainly helps play a role in that.
Well, you and I were talking before, Patrick, and it's been a long time. We've been overdue to have FootJoy on, so let's kind of catch up and you kind of go through a little bit about what's new. I think HyperFlex is a great place to start, isn't it?
Oh, HyperFlex is amazing. It's really excited about the launch. It just launched a couple weeks ago, actually. But, you know, we're as on the footwear side, we're looking at footwear 2025 now. So I'm so excited to be talking about the HyperFlex again. It's a franchise that commercially and in the past, and especially its predecessor, did really well. It was one of the top selling golf shoes of all time. So from the commercial sense of the predecessor, yeah, great. Checked a lot of boxes. But as I mentioned, we're all about the most discerning of golfers. And we wanted to make sure that we were building something, at the tour level, at the tour level. So we pumped this thing full of innovation. Full technology. You know, we kept a lot of what made the HyperFlex great, like a knit booty, that sneaker kind of construction. We use our pinnacle comfort foam and stratofoam, so you're still getting that kind of first feel, you know, amazingness when you put your foot in. But you know, we're adding technology like carbon into the foot plate, which helps the golfers stay grounded for those, you know, those golfers with faster swing speeds. We've coated the knit upper, so you still get that nice sneaker feel, as the HyperFlex has had previously, but there's a lot more structure to it. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that it looks really, really good. But, from what we're hearing, especially on tour, is that it's checked a lot of boxes to really be not only a comfortable, really athletic, sporty looking shoe, but you can play in it and you can play in it at the top level. So we're super psyched about it. And we're also excited because we're launching it in women's as well, which we didn't have previously. It was a men's only play. So a lot of our LPGA players and female golfers, collegiate and next gen golfers are super excited about how it's performing for them.
Patrick, you said those two words that gets everybody's antenna up, on tour. Are you comfortable with sharing a couple of players that may be wearing the HyperFlex now?
We are. So we are just actually getting that. Your timing is amazing because we don't actually have the full list. We just heard yesterday that there's about 10 players on the PGA, a handful on the LPGA, and actually on the collegiate level, amateur level. We're seeing an insane amount of golfers going on there. So I can't unfortunately give the name yet, but there is a significant presence, much more so than where we were in the past. But yeah, it's fun to watch it pop up because that was our goal when we raced the shoe was let's make sure we keep that commerciality, which is obviously important for a business, but we want to get this on the best players, and you're starting to see that pop up on the weekends.
Well, let's talk about our consumers. If one of our consumers goes into one of our retail stores and hasn't upgraded their shoes in, you know, like we talked earlier, four or five years, maybe even longer, and they put the HyperFlex on, what do you predict is the first thing they're going to recognize?
Well, the first thing they're going to recognize without even putting it on is the style. It's a very forward style. It looks fresh. It looks very relevant, and it's fast. So that's the first thing they're going to notice is just, wow, this is a cool looking shoe, but still very much a wearable golf shoe. When they put the shoe on, the ease of putting it on, like I mentioned, it does have this knit booty construction. So it has a throat collar that is super easy to open up and slide your foot in, almost like a running shoe, a laceless running shoe, to be honest. But they're going to notice immediately when they step on it, that stratofoam technology I mentioned. It's just has the best responsive cushion within the game of golf, energy return. And when you put your foot into it, you're going to feel nice and snug, nice and secure, but a really soft underfoot. And then when you start walking, and I know a lot of golfers will start taking those air swings in the store, you're going to feel your foot nice and secure because of that coating that we put on the knit to help keep it structured. And then, of course, the outsole, the TPU outsole, and carbon, in our carbon version. Just a really nice fitting shoe, but it looks really sharp, which, again, that's the first thing that the golfer is going to notice.
And you mentioned they're available now, right?
Yeah, they just launched March 1st. So we launched both the core version and the core version is $170 US, and the carbon version, which is 200. So yeah, just launched so far, doing really, really well.
Patrick, let's talk about another line, the all-new Premier, and it says it best on your website, inspired by then, supercharged for now. This is the old, looks like the old FootJoy Classics. These are great-looking shoes.
Yeah, you nailed it. Premier Series is so special to us. It is a true differentiator within the game. I mean, as I mentioned, we're celebrating our centennial, 100 years in golf. So no golf brand can authentically do classic golf like we can. So it's funny, the design team we have is just giddy when they get to look at catalogs from the 50s, 60s to get some inspiration on what to bring back, or, you know, some modern twist that they can use to bring to the consumer. But Premier Series, you know, launched in 2021, but the first time we gave it, put it in play was at the Masters if you can remember that November Masters in 2020. And overnight, the collection became number one, we had a few categories like Pro SL, which is still doing really well for us, but Premier Series was by far and above the number one collection. So we've had a great run. We'll always push classics with FootJoy just because it is the backbone, and this new style that's coming in Premier Series, or has just launched recently too, is the Wilcox. And you nailed it. It is the most FootJoy looking shoe that you can have, right? A shield tip saddle golf shoe is as classic and as polarizing of a golf shoe that you can have. So the timing worked out, right, with 100 years and the Wilcox launching to kind of pay homage to our past. But you know, you still have that modern technology in the outsole with VersaTrex. So it's a nice, modern, innovative play with regards to performance, but the classic styling that Wilcox has is second to none. And, you know, what we hear from our golfers and what they're calling Premier Series, it's truly the gamer shoe. If you're going to play a nice course or in a tournament, I got to put on my Premier Series because I'm taking this one serious. So we're excited about this launch as well.
Oh, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, I look at these, I think of JT out on tour, Billy Horschel, something like that. But, you know, I date myself back to the old classics. I had the white wingtips, and I had the red, yeah, white, and blue, you know. But those things, like, oh, yeah, they were about 4 pounds heavier than these with the metal spikes, and you get in a wet round, and those took a beating back then. But, boy, these are something else. They really are.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because we obviously we have some of the older versions, and those are, you know, those set the table for FootJoy. So we obviously take a lot of inspiration from those, but the you nailed it. The Premier Series is lightweight, out of the box comfort, which is unique, right? When you think of, you know, dress shoes, you know, dress shoe inspired footwear, dress shoes themselves, there's typically a wear in time, right, where you have to walk around the house with them, you got to walk around your yard, kind of break them in a bit. One of the things we pride ourselves with the creation of Premier Series and obviously with the Wilcox is it's out of the box. You can start playing it and it's immediate comfort, no irritation, or no wear in time, really. It's just you put them on, you look good, and you can play right away. So it's something we're going to continue to build on. You'll see some really fun limited edition energy type products and Wilcox throughout the year. Because again, it's a perfect shoe to have to celebrate our centennial.
Patrick, one more before I let you go. Years ago, we used to say, boy, wouldn't it be cool if we could create our own shoe, you know, with our school colors or something. I mean, we're going on, is it around 20 years for the My Joys now? And that's the shoes that you create yourself, correct?
20 years. Exactly. Yeah. We launched My Joys in 2003. And I was a fan, you know, as I mentioned, I've been with the brand for a little over 2 years. I was a fan of My Joys prior because I was just blown away that, you know, you could customize a golf shoe, just because of all the intricacies, all the sides of development in building a golf shoe, and to be able to be, you know, self-expressive in what I want to put on my feet is just unreal. And again, that's My Joys is definitely one of those huge differentiators we have compared to our competition, where it is the ultimate expression of or ultimate of self-expression. And, you know, we're continuing to invest in My Joys. We know our tour players love it. We know our core consumers love it. And it's, you know, for all those golfers that have come into the game the last 2 or 3 years, which has been exponentially massive, My Joys has been a nice kind of discovery for them, where they can, as you said, you can create some different colors, patterns, prints on some of, you know, some of the golfers' favorite footwear. So yeah, 20 years, which is another amazing milestone for such a cool technology.
Well, back to the beginning of our conversation, for that golfer that has not upgraded his shoes in his or her shoes in a pretty good long time, and with Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day coming up, what a great gift to be able to customize some shoes for them. What's the lead time on something like these once you place the order, Patrick?
Yeah, it's been a little bit longer, obviously, with the supply challenges that the whole world has experienced, mm-hmm. but it's typically a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and you have a pair of customizable golf shoes in your possession. Depending on, you know, what part of the country you're on, it could be another few days, but yeah, when you're customizing a golf shoe and you get it in around 3 weeks, that's pretty mind blowing. And again, it's something that no one else can do, and we're proud to help those golfers that, like you said, that haven't updated their golf footwear. For those golfers, I would definitely recommend checking out our line. We have the widest breadth of footwear. We pride ourselves on being able to offer, you know, golf shoes for everyone, whether they're athletic styling, classic, a little more casual and lifestyle-esque, or super technical and innovative. We just pride ourselves in being able to offer the golfer, or giving the golfer something to choose from. And then of course the sizes. So we have it all and we're proud of it. And I would definitely encourage everyone to check out our latest introductions.
Patrick, thanks so much for joining us. This has been fun. You put a bow in this episode better than I ever could. Great job. Great closing there. And thanks so much for spending time with us. And thanks again for all FootJoy does to grow the game.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And let's not be strangers again for that long. I'm happy to join whenever you need me.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Sounds good. Take care.
Yeah, with a 3-week lead time. What a great gift idea coming up for Mother's Day or Father's Day for that golfer on your list, the MyJoys. Or you want to go all new, the all new Hyperflex or all new Premier. Boy, some great looking shoes from the number one brand in golf footwear, FootJoy. Special thanks to Patrick Trubiano from FootJoy for joining us today and to you, our listeners. We'll do it again next time when we have another episode of the Worldwide Golf Shops Insider Podcast right here at worldwidegolfshops.com. So long, everyone.